The USDA reminds you there's some programs out there that you might want to consider. I'm Keith Winberg with your Farm News Update. The USDA announced eligible producers that experienced low commodity prices and high input costs last year will receive payments through the Emergency Commodity Assistance Program.
As producers continue to face market volatility, the ECAP program has helped them navigate the economic challenges faced in 2024, hopefully making it slightly easier to secure financing for the next crop year.
USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins talking about the ECAP program. Bill Beam, the administrator of the USDA's Farm Service Agency, talked to us during our five-state farm report, and we talked about the Livestock Emergency Program.
To Emergency Livestock Relief Program, and this time we rolled it out for flood and wildfire. So another additional $1 billion in relief, which will actually give us a total of $2 billion for emergency livestock relief. But this time it was for flood and wildfire. Once again, for the years of 2023 and 2024, those are the years that we're targeting with those losses. And sign up just began actually on the 15th, and sign up for that will continue on till October the 31st.
Now, Bill, with these programs, can you sign up, make it easy, like using the web page?
We tried to make it as simple as possible, maybe not quite as simple as ELRP1. We do have some pre-approved counties that if you're a producer and you feel like you experienced a loss with, say, a wildfire or a flood, go ahead and take a look at our website and see if your county's in there. That makes your job a little less tasking to get all the information you need.
With your farm news updates, I'm Keith Winberg.